podcast formats and segments. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 42. I want you to think about your favorite television talk show. It could be late night. It could be a morning show. Notice how the show is structured. The host comes out, does a monologue for exactly 8 minutes, then a commercial break. Then they sit at the desk and do a funny news segment. Commercial break. Then the celebrity guest comes out. Commercial break. Then they play a game. This structure is not an accident. It has been scientifically perfected over 80 years of broadcasting to do one thing: maximize human attention. Now, let's look at the average indie podcast. The host hits record, introduces the guest, and they talk in one massive, unbroken block of audio for an hour and 15 minutes. That is called a wall of sound. And human beings are not biologically wired to pay attention to a wall of sound. After about 15 or 20 minutes of continuous, monotonous conversation, the listener's brain gets tired. They start thinking about their grocery list. They check their email. They zone out. And eventually, they hit stop. If you want people to finish your episodes, you have to break the wall of sound. You need to introduce segments. Segmenting your podcast means breaking your episode down into distinct, predictable chapters. You are giving the listener's brain a chance to reset. The easiest way to do this is to adopt the classic A/B/C block framework. The A block is your opening. This should be 5 to 10 minutes maximum. It is high energy. It is where you do your intro, read a listener review, or give a quick update on a current event in your niche. You are warming up the crowd. The B block is the meat of the episode. This is the 30-minute deep dive. This is where the heavy educational lifting happens, or where the main guest interview takes place. Because you warmed them up in the A block, they are ready to pay attention here. The C block is your secret weapon. This is the cool down. It should be a short, recurring segment that happens at the end of every single episode. If you do an interview show, maybe your C block is the fast five, five rapid-fire questions you ask every guest. If you do a solo show, maybe your C block is the listener dilemma of the week, where you answer a question from SpeakPipe. Why is the C block so important? Because it creates predictability. When a listener learns your format, they know what to expect. If a listener absolutely loves your fast five segment, but they know it doesn't happen until the very end of the show, they will sit through a slightly boring interview just to get to their favorite part. You are creating an anchor at the end of the file that pulls them all the way through the analytics timeline. But how do you transition between these blocks? You cannot just say, "Okay, that's the end of part one, now for part two." That is clunky. You need to use an audio bumper. An audio bumper is a 3-second clip of music or a sound effect that plays between segments. When the listener hears that little musical swoosh, their brain subconsciously realizes a chapter has ended and a new one is beginning. Their attention span resets back to 100%. You are a producer, not just a talker. Build a format, give your show a skeleton, and your listeners will happily stick around for the entire ride. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about sound design and how to use music to literally control your listeners' emotions. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.